AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a tale of two flags. The Confederate flag will be hauled down from South Carolina's State House grounds 2 hours from now, 23 days after a white gunman allegedly shot 9 black church members dead. This morning, Governor Nikki Haley was asked what she would say to those who think the flag is being unfairly targeted.
The State House is... That's an area that belongs to everyone, and no one should ever drive by the State House and feel pain. No one should ever drive by the State House and feel like they don't belong.
At the same moment that the Confederate flag is coming down in South Carolina, the world's largest free-flying American flag will be hoisted over New York, a tribute to Team USA, the World Cup soccer champions. Our Warren Levinson is in New York, where there'll be a ticker tape parade today.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said the city had no plan in advance to honor the national women's soccer team. But once they captured the World Cup for the first time since 1999, a parade up the route traced by Charles Lindbergh and John Glenn became the obvious tribute.
When people said, hey, we should do this, this belongs in New York City, this is an extraordinary moment in American history, it didn't take us long to say, hey, you're right.
Ordinarily, a mayor waits at City Hall at the parade's end to welcome the honorees. This time, de Blasio will ride in the parade himself, an experience he expects will be, in his words, magical. Warren Levinson, New York.
Europe is looking over the latest austerity proposals from Greece. The package includes pension cuts and tax hikes, which Greece's prime minister is now trying to sell to his own party. France's president has described the plan as courageous. A federal appeals court in New Orleans is set to hear arguments today over President Obama's plan to protect from deportation as many as 5 million immigrants who are living illegally in the United States. This is AP Radio News. Some Americans in their 40s and 50s are taking care of children, aging parents, and worrying about their own long-term care. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
The sandwich generation, caught between kids and aging parents, is more worried than most about how to afford their own care as they grow older. But according to an APNORC poll, most aren't doing much to get ready. Among those 40 and over, nearly 1 in 10 are sandwiched or supporting a child while providing regular care for an older loved one. Most seniors eventually will need some type of long-term care, but the poll finds that overall, 54% of the 40-plus group have done little or no planning. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
Tom Selleck's not talking, but a community in drought-stricken California says it has reached a tentative settlement in a lawsuit that claims he stole truckloads of water from a public hydrant and took it to his avocado ranch. No details on the settlement. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.